There's a stunning Sfas Emes in this week's Parsha that gives us advice on how to help bring the Geula. The Parsha tells us how Klai Yisrael, when they heard the report of the Meraglim, they exclaimed, V'tomru, V'sinas Hashem osanu, Hotzianu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu hates us, that's why he took us out of Mitzrayim. Since it was clear to them that they couldn't stand up to all the powerful nations that were in Eretz Kanaan, so it must be that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is setting us up to be killed by them, and that Hashem hates us. And they started crying. And Chazal say, Atem bechitem bechia shachinam. You cried for no reason at all. You had nothing to worry about. Of course the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you, just like he helped you until now. Achshav tifku b'chiyah l'doros. Now a Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed that Klai Yisrael was going to cry for many generations to come. And on that day that Klai Yisrael cried on Tisha B'Av, it was then that Hashem decided that there was going to be a Chorban Bayis Rishon and a Chorban Bayis Sheni on that day. Destructions that would exile the Jewish people from the land of Israel that now they're so scared to enter. And the Sfas Emes points out so beautifully that we know there's a rule, that mida tova meruba, that whatever it is that Hashem punishes for, that when someone does a mitzvah that's parallel to that avera, the reward for that mitzvah is many, many times over more rewarding than the suffering of the punishment of the sin is. If it was a sin to think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu hated them and to become afraid because of that, so if Klai Yisrael would instead feel the opposite, a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us and everything that befalls them they would interpret for the good and they wouldn't become worried and wouldn't become scared. And if Klai Yisrael's midah of bitachon would enable them to accept all the Yisurim Hashem sends ba'ava, then just like the opposite kicked us out of the land of Israel and kept us stuck in the Midbar for 40 years, so when we do put our trust in Hashem and know that He loves us, then that will enter us into the land and bring us the final Geula. And says the Sfas Emes, this might actually be the key towards the bringing of the Geula. In Pasuk Tes, Moshe Rabbeinu says the following, V'omar aleichem ba'esahi lemor, and I said about you at that time, saying, Lo ucha levadi se'eseschem, I will not be able to bear the burden of you all by myself. Hashem elokechem hirba'eschem, Hashem has multiplied you. V'hinchem ayom kekoch ve'ashamayim larov, and today you're numerous like the stars in the sky, so many. The Meshech Chachma points out that the word lemor seemed to be unnecessary. The pasuk easily could have been understood if it would have just said, V'amar aleichem be'esahi, lo ucha levad dis'ezeschem, and I said about you at that time, I won't be able to bear the burden of you by myself. Why instead does Moshe Rabbeinu add the word lemor? And I said about you at that time, saying, lemor. And the Meshech Chachma answers with a mashal. He said, picture a grandfather sitting in a living room crowded with all of his grandchildren running around, jumping on him, running across the room, banging into things, screaming and making a lot of noise, and really wearing the grandfather out. And meanwhile, the exhausted grandfather thinks to himself, halavai that each and every one of my grandchildren should be blessed with the same tircha and with the same exhaustion that I'm blessed with. Let every one of them have many healthy, happy grandchildren that run around their living rooms. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying when he added in the word lemor. Moshe was saying, halavai, all the leaders of the Jewish people will always need to say lemor, that it's too hard for them to bear the burden alone because they're so numerous and there's so many of them. In the beginning of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu lists to Klai Yisrael the different sins that they committed in the Midbar. But he only hints to it by listing the places that they did those sins. And Rashi tells us which sin happened in each one of the places. One of the complications that arise, though, is that Moshe Rabbeinu lists Chatzeros, which Rashi says is referring to the sin with Adas Korach, before he lists Vidi Zahav, which Rashi says is referring to Chet HaEgel. And we know that Chet HaEgel happened before the merit of Korach. Rav Heschel, the Rebbe of the Shach, in his Sefer Chanukas HaTorah, based on a Midrash in Parshas Kitisa. The Midrash asks, why is it that in the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God, in singular, speaking to one person. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Anochi Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem, the God of all of you? And in fact, the Midrash points out that Hashem never did that again. In the rest of the Torah, it always says, Ani Hashem Elokechem. This is the only place that it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. and answers the Midrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was leaving room for Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to have a defense on behalf of Klal Yisrael when they were going to sin in the Chet HaEgel. By saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha, there was a little bit of an implication that I am only Hashem, your God, and only to you I'm saying, Lo Yelecha Elokim Echerim. You shouldn't have other gods. And if those two mitzvot only applied to Moshe Rabbeinu, then Klal Yisrael couldn't be held at fault when they did the Avodah Zarah of Chet HaEgel. And indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu, as a good Talmud, picked up on that hint and used that argument when he fought on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Rashi on the Pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in Parshas Yisro, says that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Hashem Yechara Apcha B'Yamecha? Hashem, why are you angry at your people? What do you mean, why are you angry at your people? Because they just did Chet HaEgel after Kabbalah's Torah. But now we understand what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. Why are you angry at your people? You never said to them, Lo Yelechem Elokim Echerim. You said, Lo Yelecha. You only said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You didn't say, Anochi Hashem Elokechem. And that argument was a good defense for Klal Yisrael until the rebellion of Korach. In the merit of Korach, the rebel said, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. And Rashi explains over there that they were saying, Kulam shamu dvarim b'sinai mipi agvura. We all heard Hashem's voice at Har Sinai. We all heard when he said, Anochi and lo yelecha. And he was talking to all of us. Ah, he was talking to all of you. So now we can no longer say in your defense that when Hashem said, Anochi Hashem elokecha, he wasn't referring to you. And now they could really be held accountable for Chet HaEgel. And that's why the Pasuk first refers to the sin of Korach and only then to the sin of Chet HaEgel. Because it was only in Chatzeros, says Rav Heschel, that they became Chayav on what they did in Dizahav. In Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the negative report that the Meraglim gave over about Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe says, Vayishma Hashem es kol divrechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard kol divrechem, v'yiktov v'yishav lemor, and he got angered and he swore to punish you. Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu just say v'yishma Hashem es divrechem? Hashem heard your words. What's kol divrechem? Explains Rav Leib Eger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the tune of your words. He heard how you said your report. When we speak, there's a tune behind our sentences, and that tune has a big effect on what our sentence sounds like. When the Meraglim gave their report, they sounded something more like this. V'gam zavas chalav udvashi v'zeh pirya efes ki az ha'am ha'yoshev ba'aretz. When they spoke about the value of the land, they made light of that. They didn't focus on that so much. But when they spoke about the dangers that were awaiting them over there, that they put a big stress on. Had they said the same sentences but with a different tune, V'gam zavas chalav udvashi v'zeh pirya eves kiyaz ha'am ha'yoshev ba'aretz va'arem b'tzuros gedolos, if they would have put more of a stress on the blessings of the land and then made light of, with the tune of their words, the dangers that were awaiting them, implying that, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of that part and it's worth it, so then maybe their report would not have been so problematic. But Hashem heard kol divrechem. He also heard the tune behind their sentences. And we also have to be careful, not just in what we say, but how we say it.